Okay.
So I want to talk at you guys about how I'm feeling because I've been trying to get over it on my own, and sometimes when I talk things out aloud, I can help myself feel better, get over it, all those sorts of great, wonderful things. So, I'm not sure how close you've been paying attention to what has recently happened this week with the Gone Wild Audio community and Pillow Talk, specifically the female creators, the women behind the audios. We recently all found out that there has been a website that's been lifting virtually all of our audios without our knowledge and consent. And it's not something that surprises me super much in the fact that I expect at least that to happen, or at least I assume it might happen because that's the nature of the beast. When you put something out there on the internet, there's a high 100% likelihood that you're not going to be able to control it. And I totally understand that. What did surprise me was how I felt about it. I'm more hurt than I thought I would be, and I'm more hurt than I want to be. I don't want this to hurt me, but it does. And it's not the fact that my audios were taken and hosted somewhere else, that I can truly get past. What hurts is the scale of it, because it was pretty much all of us, and I know that this sort of thing hurts other people more than me, and knowing that and knowing that it's happened to them hurts me, because these women are my friends, they are my community, they are my partners, and they've been hurt by this, and that really hurts me. I don't like that. I don't want them to be hurt by this. I hate that. Another thing that is hurtful about this that I was surprised by. Let me back up a little bit. I am somebody that looks into intent a lot. When judging morality of people, I try my best to determine what their intent of their actions are. And if the intent of the actions was good, generally, I can forgive actions, and understand them and feel like, well, they're not bad people. And I really won't be hurt very much, or at least I can forgive the hurt, release the hurt of their actions. But when I know or can tell the intent was to hurt me, I take that very, very hard. I take that very, very hard. When somebody's actions are directly to hurt me or when somebody phrases their words in a direct way to cause pain, it is so painful to me. And I took a peek in the guest book on this website, and I definitely should not have, because it is a horribly toxic place. Lots of hurt in there, lots of hurt on both sides. The women are in pain, and there are people lashing out. And yeah, just reading all that really hurt me. I don't know, it's silly. Yeah, it kind of makes me a little bit of a snowflake. I just hate reading people arguing with each other and just spewing hate at each other. It was really painful for me. And I think that's at the crux of it. What hurts me most, that my friends and my community has been hurt so deeply that they want to do hurt back. And I hate that. I hate that so much. Yeah, that's what hurts the most. Thanks for helping me figure that out. That's definitely what hurts the most. That. So now I know that's what hurt me the most. Hopefully I can get over that and move on and feel light again. Yeah, I'm just hurt. I'm still hurt. Still hurts. Yeah, so just if you could, please. I know it's hard when you're hurt. You just want to hurt other people. But could you please not? Please just hold. And there's just no benefit to it, really. There's no... I understand hurt people hurt. I understand that. It's just... I should just keep my eyes out of it, truly. Because I'm a little soft snowflake and I can't handle it. Yeah. Still sad. Still hurt. God. So I'll just take some breaths and try to remember that I can only control my behavior and my reactions. I don't have to control how I feel. And I can feel hurt if I want to, and it's okay to be hurt by this, even though it feels so silly to be hurt by this. I'm also mad at myself for being hurt by this. I don't want to be hurt by this. I want to just shrug it off and be like, well, that's how people are. I hate seeing it. Yeah, I just hate seeing it. I hate seeing people in pain. I hate seeing people lash out because they're in pain. It brings me pain. It's not about the audios to me. It's about the thoughts that people have about us. Yeah. I don't know what else I have to say. But I hope I'll feel better now, saying what I said, feeling what I felt, knowing what I know, knowing why I feel that way. It might help. Yeah. I'm a little soft snowflake, and words hurt, man. Yeah, I don't know. That's it. Talk later, I guess.